Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Amrita Sen, commodities analyst at Barclays Capital in London. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Morning.
What's the direction for commodities in general? Is it up and up and up and up?
No, I don't think it's. I don't think everything is going to go up. I think gas, for instance, is a very good example as to where we probably see more downside than upside. But I think commodities like oil, like copper, where you've got a lot of supply side constraints, the upside risk is more prevalent than the downside for sure.
Okay, is that pretty much across the board?
Yeah, I think more commodities and less, definitely so, because I think supply constraints have been gripping these markets for many years now. And I think now that non-OECD demand, especially from China and India, are rising so quickly, they're really pushing against the walls of how quickly supply can respond. And that's been the real problem in a lot of these markets.
Well, we've seen for a while now the Chinese government consistently tapping on the brakes, so to speak, trying to get the economy to slow down. Is that going to stop the rise in commodity prices or just slow it down a bit?
I think it'll probably slow it down a bit because, like you said, they've been trying for a while. They've been trying since June last year. And, you know, even after that, oil, for instance, it's hit a record high in terms of demand for 4 or 5 months after that as well. So I think it's not having the same magnitude of an effect what they'd like to, for sure. I think it just means that you're not going to get a phenomenal growth like you saw last year. China alone grew by 1 million barrels per day when, you know, global oil demand was up by almost 3. So it was that big. I think it just means it's going to slow down a little bit, but we're going to still see growth, very strong ones indeed.
Well, here in the U.S., NYMEX crude was over 112 earlier this week. Now it's dropped back to below 107. Does that mean we've seen the peak?
I think I wouldn't rule out another run-up to those levels. What did happen was people did get concerned that these kinds of price levels can start impacting demand. And I would say that the market sentiment now is that we've probably reached the bottom. And then if you now see further supply outages, perhaps in any other of the Middle Eastern countries like Libya, you can actually get another spike up for sure.
Okay. And again, here in the U.S., are we going to get the traditional Memorial Day spike in gasoline prices?
Interesting, because if anything, we're probably heading towards that because gasoline, especially inventory-wise, it's very tight. It's actually below what it should be in terms of seasonal terms. In terms of demand, despite gasoline being well over $4 in a lot of states in the U.S., demand still above 9 million barrels per day. So we haven't actually seen a big reaction on the downside for gasoline, given what prices are doing now. So we are actually entering the gasoline driving season much tighter than what we have in the past. So, yeah, I think gasoline is something to watch out for the U.S. drivers.
You have a forecast for us? What's gasoline going to do this year?
I think we've got a crude forecast. We've got crude averaging 106, and you know this quarter WTI, which is what essentially is going to drive gasoline prices. We expect it to keep rising through the end of this quarter. Essentially, I mean our average for Q2 is pretty high. It's at like $113 per barrel, and that's an average, so it can definitely go higher than that. I think it does mean that gasoline prices can continue to go above $4 in the current scenario, unless you actually see a significant compression in demand coming through, whether you know they choose not to drive or whether you suddenly start seeing refineries producing a lot of gasoline. That's not going to turn around very quickly.
Well, are we seeing any evidence of, California especially has had $4 a gallon gasoline for a while. Are we seeing any evidence of demand destruction in California?
No, and I think that has been, in a way, a lot of people in the market have been surprised. But I think the difference between now versus 2008 is your external environment is actually very different. In 2008, I think at $3 gasoline, people started reacting. People started changing their behavior somewhat temporarily. $3.50 for sure. And I mean, $4 was very much, that's what kind of just choked demand off completely. But you had a lot of other factors. The housing market was completely degenerate. Generally, in terms of the business cycle, you were peaking. Now, I think a lot of that external factors, they've gone away. They're a lot more stable now. Yes, unemployment is high, but in terms of the cycle, you're getting towards growth rather than peaking and coming off. I think that's going to help a lot. You're going to see a more gradual response, and perhaps you're going to see people substituting out of other things they spend money on, and still spending a fair amount of money on gasoline.
And briefly here, agricultural commodities continue to go higher?
Yeah, especially corn. And again, U.S. is very, very relevant for that because uses a huge amount of 40% of U.S. corn is used for ethanol. So related to gasoline again, but more the demand goes up, just generally there's a big mandate for it. And that's just supporting corn demand and corn prices right throughout the world. And on top of that, there's, of course, huge Chinese demand and production hasn't kept up with it.
I'm Rinda Sen, commodities analyst at Barclays Capital, on the line from London.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keene and listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on satellite radio, Sirius Channel 130 and XM Channel 129. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.